Final exam preparation. So first and foremost, before attempting the final exam, make sure that you have completed all the exercises. The only way to learn a language is to use it, and for a computer language, that means writing code. If you are stuck in the exercises, then get help from your instructor. Review any exercises which you found difficult. This is in case you completed an exercise, perhaps with assistance or by luck, but you didn't really understand what you were doing. Go back and look over such an exercise again and see if you can make better sense of it. If not, get help. Memorize all definitions, C++ syntax, and C++ keywords covered in this course, and do some last-minute exercises to make sure that you do indeed understand the definitions, keywords, and syntax. Obviously, if you don't know the definitions, what the keywords do, or the C++ syntax, you will not get far on the exam. Can you yourself lecture on the course material given the chapter section headings as an outline? This is a good test to see if you are well prepared. If given a section heading as a topic, you can talk about the topic on your own without looking at the textbook or notes, then you are in good shape for the exam. However, it must also be emphasized that being able to talk about a subject is different than doing. So, as was already mentioned, do some exercises too to make sure that you can code in C++ as well as talk about C++. If you haven't programmed in C++ for a few days, write some practice programs to get your mind used to writing and reading C++ code again. Assuming that many of you are students and not full-time programmers, it is unlikely that you code in C++ 5 times a week. Thus, before the exam, it is probably a good idea to spend a few hours writing some C++ code to refresh yourself. Even if you feel you understand everything, it can help make you quicker and sharper for the exam if you get into a C++ frame of mind. Many of the exam questions ask you to identify erroneous C++ usage, so make sure you can recognize wrong C++ code just as well as you can write correct C++ code. This can be tricky if you rush through the test, as the errors are sometimes subtle. So take your time and read the problem and its code slowly and carefully. And finally, good luck!